Doofus 8!
Is it 8?
Maybe Doofus 8. 7 or 8. Depending on... I'm going to stop numbering them, because the last one was the TGS podcast, and it's throwing me all out of... all into a loop. That and the...
TGS has just completely spun you sideways.
Well, it was a busy, busy
time. You've lost
time. It was a busy, busy time.
And lots has happened in the world of video gaming now.
Oh,
Japan,
Jesus.
Right?
Oh, it's happened a lot everywhere. But this week's pretty eventful. This month is eventful in Japan, even though we kind of missed the whole Christmas thing. Really, really. But
just, we missed Christmas. What's happened?
Well, we don't have...
We have lost time.
Japan doesn't have Christmas in the same way. We'll get to that in a moment, really. But
you stole Christmas.
But they still have a Christmas kind of release season, just because they have to get it out for the American market as well, and the English
exactly.
market, European market, so everything still all comes together. But anyway, this is Doofus Podcast 7, yeah, 8 or 9, depending on how you're counting, and we're recording on Halloween.
Because we're not, but so that you are.
Yeah, but it'll probably go up November 2nd, so
Doofus.net
podcast, everyone. I'm Alex.
I'm Darren, I'm in the UK. It's 9:42 my time, breakfast time. I've got a coffee.
Yep.
I've got an Actimel, which is one of those things that helps your digestion. I've just had some Allbran, so...
So you'll
I'm
be running to the toilet.
To the
We're not going to make it all the way through this podcast without Darren having to rush to the bathroom.
I'm quiet, just Phil. Right, Phil.
Whereas I am in Japan, the other end of this equation, and...
yeah, in Osaka.
Yeah, but now daylight saving hours means we're even further apart than normal. And it's,
really? What time is it there now?
It's coming on 7.
Weird. Okay. So, you don't have daylight saving. You don't have farmers.
Yeah. Due to a rather rush morning, I've just finished my breakfast brew of coffee. Because I didn't have time to drink it all this morning.
I was going to say, wait, now that means we're on the same time. That's confusing me.
And so now I've just cracked open a beer because it's Friday night.
Hey,
yeah, I'm at home recording, not going out and enjoying Halloween, so that's always good.
So, what beer do you drink?
Asahi.
Asahi.
Because
so it's not a joke.
Because
it's not
cheap.
Like
no, I prefer Sapporo, but they don't stock it at my local supermarket, and that's the cheapest place to buy beer. And I'm
okay.
And
I can't get Sapporo.
And I'm feeling cheap at the moment, and that it brings us on to the first thing, because today it's mostly news. We might touch a little
bit. Crunch.
The credit crunch, indeed, the credit crunch is a big part of that.
It is in a kind of superfluous way, isn't it? It frames all of the news.
Well, yeah, a huge way for the Japanese companies, actually, because suddenly they're losing money hand over fist by selling abroad.
Yeah, because they sell lots of stuff to white European nerds. They don't have any money.
And
there.
American. I mean, this is the thing.
Yeah.
The yen has gone from being... Well, this is... Japan still feels it's in a little bit of a recession, has been for a long time, but because everyone else has bottomed out, Japan's suddenly looking kind of good.
Yeah, they're looking pretty rosy.
Yeah.
Despite all the fact all your politicians last about a week.
Well, if I had any money and I send it back to England now, I'd be making about 30% more than I would have been last week.
Yeah, because you thought you'd find a brilliant PS3 deal for me. But it turns out because the pound's so shit.
Yes.
It just didn't work out at all.
It still works out.
Which is a very good example.
An okay deal for you, but yeah. Not as good. But anyway, I'm feeling a little cheap at the moment, like I was saying. I'm buying the cheaper, not the cheapest beer, but the cheaper good beers. Because
you buy cheap bread? Because I always think it's not worth it.
There's only one kind of bread here, really.
Really?
It's all kind of the same.
Japanese bread. It's sweet.
It is. It makes your cheese on toast kind of weird, and it's all really thick, so that's a bit odd. Yeah. But the reason I'm being cheap is because I'm going to buy a PS3.
Oh, you cheap slut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so, can I preempt you? You're being cheap by buying a PS3 because you're going to stay in all the time and play it and not actually go out?
Well, kind of, yeah. honestly, it's come to a point where I'm getting serious enough to feel I need to at least represent the PS3 on my site properly.
And it's looking quite rosy for the PS3, suddenly we're playing good games.
It's alright. I mean, I looked around the other day, didn't find that many that I was desperate for. But with Little Big Planet and you buying a PS3 and us having to play Street Fighter together, I finally decided to bite the bullet.
Down our faces when we start doing that.
Yeah, well, I'm biting the bullet, and it's going to cost what? It's what? 4,500 45,000
yen. 45,000.
Okay. Which translates, well, it currently translates to about £300. But last month, 2 months ago, would have translated to about £200.
Yes. Yeah. That's what pisses me off. Because your bank account would suddenly have leapt up in value. I would have put some money in there.
Yeah, yeah. But that package comes with Little Big Planet and two controllers, which is a fantastic deal, in my opinion.
Yeah, because you're definitely going to buy those things.
Yeah, exactly. So saving that money, going to go and pick that up probably this week. And to add to it all, it's my anniversary with my girlfriend.
Hey, and so you're going to play video games?
Well, like, you know, Mickey, she ain't going to be playing no games. But she's finally, she's finally given up and admitted that I'm going to be playing games, and maybe she'll help me buy the PS3 for my anniversary present.
So, oh, that's so cute. Okay.
After 3 years of resisting buying me anything computer gamey, she's finally surrendered.
This is the first time.
This is the first time she'll have bought me anything computer gamey.
That is so sweet.
Yes.
That is your equivalent of a fireworks kiss on the top of the Grand Canyon.
It's kind of a surrender from her, I think.
She's just given up. Years of attrition, you've worn her down like so much granite rock.
Well, it's when my new excuse for not talking to her is, I've got to play this for review. yeah.
Slightly poignant podcast content there from Alex.
Well, it's a crazy... You were saying before, I mean, yes, I'm buying the PS3, which is going to not help for my time constraints, but...
Oh, you're going to get the DSi?
No, I'm not going to get the DSi, which we'll come to in a second.
I'm sorry, I thought you said DS3.
PS3. There's so many games coming out at the moment. I mean, I got Dead Space, I reviewed that last week, finished that in about 12
hours.
Yeah,
that looked great.
Fable 2.
I want to know the twist at the end, because I'm not going to play it, but there's no way you're going to tell me.
You've got to buy it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you get your PS3, you should definitely buy Dead Space.
A horror shooter game.
Yeah.
In the style of that film that I like, Event Horizon, with Sam Neill.
Exactly. Which is why I put it in the review, because I knew that would convince you to buy it.
Yeah, very subtle, thank you. It worked, yeah.
Yeah, you should definitely... I mean, I think it's fantastic, but it really is only for people who like that kind of thing. I mean... It's such a cop out to say buy this game if you like this game.
Yeah, we've been over this. Yes.
And I've said it before.
You know, that's the kind of thing, I like it, but I will, won't I?
Yeah, but I know you'll like it. And the reason I put that in the review is because if you're easily scared, if you don't like scary games, then you probably won't like it. But as far as scary games go, it's probably one of the best looking at the moment. Certainly one of the best handling. I'd say the story isn't amazing, but it's got a lot of atmosphere and definitely worth a look.
Will I shit my pants?
Only because of all the fibre and the...
I know, all the coffee and Actimel. What am I thinking?
Coffee, Actimel and All Bran.
Yes.
You'll shit your pants, but it'll be nothing to do with the game.
Okay, so I've taken my first sip of coffee. This is going to be a chemical ride for the podcast, just to theme it.
Yeah.
Ticking time bomb, people. You need to get the news out there. Okay, so spread the news, dude.
Yeah, so, well, news, lots of games. I'm playing Fable 2. Fallout, which is another huge game, arrives next week for me.
That looks great.
It does look great. That might be the one... I didn't finish Mega Man 9 before I reviewed it. I doubt I'll be finishing Fallout 3. But the Fallout 3 review, I reckon I'm going to put up in about a month and be like a retrospective on... I mean, it's a month later. There's going to be a lot of people...
So we should mention, I don't think we mentioned the fact that you made the very honourable decision that you're going to review games only when you finish them.
Yeah, with the exception of Mega Man 9, because I think...
No one's going to finish it.
Well, you've seen everything. There's no twists in Mega Man 9. I'm pretty sure.
The last level might be a shoot 'em up, though.
That's true. It's a very, very solid classic shooter, platform shooter, but Mega Man 2 was more enjoyable for me because I could finish it.
Yeah, and it was much, I don't know, it was very highly crafted. I don't think I could top that.
Yeah, yeah. So, trying to finish them all, I'm going to be finishing Fable hopefully soon. I mean, I'm just coming up on, I'd say, about 75% through over 5 days, which is a slog. I've been staying up till 4 a.m. and then waking up at 8 every morning.
Just literally a thankless task. Yeah. Although I say that, but you mentioned to me in the week, and this is very exciting, there was someone commented on not just any post, but on a podcast post.
Yeah.
But I had a look at it this morning. I don't really know what it means. Basically, Mirabelle said, good post.
Yeah.
One of the, I don't know. Does that mean that she just liked the caption? Or did she listen to the broadcast? Or
could be either.
I don't know. Was she just a simple person, just with her first time on the internet?
Okay. Assuming this person might be listening to the podcast, let's not start calling them simple. It was very nice of them, and I really appreciate it. And indeed,
I was confounded.
And indeed, if they email me on the same email address that they posted that under,
Mirabelle.
I suppose.
Does anyone actually call Mirabelle? I don't know.
Technically speaking, they'll win the Metroid 2, because they'll be the first person to have ever emailed me from anything.
Yeah, so, and they'll probably have a number in it. Yeah. And then, yeah, bang. You'll get it posted to you.
Indeed.
Good luck, Mirabelle. Good to have you aboard. I'm not convinced about Mirabelle.
No. So yeah, thankless task, lots of games, it's crazy.
Fallout.
But this was Saturday. Tomorrow we'll see the release of the DSi here, which is big news. It's going to be rammed.
Exciting.
Everywhere.
So they're going to be queues?
Well, even Mickey said to me the other day, I don't think you're going to be able to get one if you want one. Have you pre-ordered? And I was like, I'm not getting one. And the reason
you don't need one.
Well, I don't need one, and I've got a huge. I picked up the booklet for it here. It's an 8-page advert, essentially.
Okay.
And there's not a lot convincing me to buy it right now.
No. I mean, there are very small differences. I think the main difference will be the content that you'll be able to download.
Except
I mean,
it'll if it's all be in Japanese. Console.
Oh yeah. And you're not going to be able to get a Western version.
You can't.
Well, full stop.
When they release it in Europe and America, I still won't be able to download it because it's region locked. But even then, it won't be out in English until they release it in Europe and America. So,
which won't be till spring, or possibly even the fall, or the autumn, as it's supposed to be called, next year. Mm.
Exactly.
So, yeah, what the hell? Get a PS3. Settle down. Get some crisps in.
Well, I'm just going to be designing levels in Little Big Planet. And playing Metal Gear Solid, and apart from that, there's not a lot that I'll be getting on it at first.
Sounds brilliant. Man, it's cold outside. I don't really want to go outside. Yeah. I think credit crunch, cold weather, I think computer games are going to do well this Christmas.
Exactly. Now, I was also, other big news for Japan, at least, I don't know. I know they're releasing some new SKUs in America and probably Europe. But they're definitely releasing some new ones here in Japan, which is going to reignite.
SKUs?
Stock keeping unit.
What?
A stock keeping unit.
A stock keeping unit.
SKU.
All right. I know. Does that mean
barcode?
Okay. All right.
Essentially, it means essentially the barcode that you. So every different. Gay. Every different. What am I trying to say? Every different bundle.
I can't believe
we're talking
about barcodes. What do you mean?
Every single bundle will be a different SKU.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you'll be aiming at different people with the different bundles.
Not even that deep, really.
Not even that deep.
I mean, you look at. So they've released in Japan recently the new PS3. This is the easiest example. The new PS3, which is an 80 GB, with no PS2 backwards compatibility, with a Rumble controller and Gran Turismo for 40,000. That is one SKU. Now, if you get, it might even be the different colours, different SKUs. I'm not sure how in depth it goes, but certainly the Dream Bundle, which is the one with Little Big Planet and an extra controller, is another SKU.
That's a good SKU. I like that SKU.
That is a good SKU. But
hook me up, that SKU.
They're releasing a lot. I mean, obviously the DSi is a different SKU on the DS. But currently, bar the Wii, every system has released a new SKU. And is releasing a new SKU in the coming month, recently.
Stop saying SKU!
Okay. A new bundle. Okay, a new bundle.
Bundle.
Okay.
Okay.
So the PS3, yes, they released its new bundle. Last 2 weeks ago, sorry, the PSP released its new hardware configuration, the PSP 3000. Tomorrow is a DSi, and November we'll see Xbox releasing with a packaged, two packaged games, both of them with Viva Pinata and Ace Combat 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the month with Last Remnant, which is big news because that might be something that keeps Xbox on top of the pile for a while.
Alive. Yes.
Yes, out here in Japan. So it's an interesting
time.
So
much choice.
It's a lot of choice, and it gets a little confusing.
You don't have Christmas.
We don't really have Christmas, no. It gets a bit confusing, to be sure. So it's going to be interesting to see who wins out in this, because with Xbox gathering momentum, and I thought that when these new PS3s were released, we'd see a sway back to PS3 and Sony, and just Nintendo staying where it is, right on top of the pile. But it's possible that this Last Remnant bundle, which is another Square Enix game, and they are incredibly popular here. They have their own section in stores. Square Enix, that is. It might keep Xbox afloat here. It might really buoy them and get them back on top.
Buoy skew.
A buoy skew, indeed.
I think I'm going to call you that now. That's your internet name.
Buoy skew.
Mr. Skew. Yeah, I see what you mean. I can see people going out in droves and buying that. Maybe and the PS3 as well, I'm not sure, but I mean...
Well, like I said, Japan is still mentally in recession, even if the yen is stronger than it has been for a long time.
Yeah.
And it really is only a comparative strength, because everywhere else is collapsing.
It's going to be all about those games. And yeah. Street Fighter 4 come next year, that's going to be cross-platform?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's not going to be a decider.
No, that won't be a decider. Well, most games these days aren't deciders, and PS3, I mean, there aren't that many games I'm interested in on it that are exclusive, really. There's a couple, and I'll be picking them up.
Little Big Planet, I suppose, being the main one.
Little Big Planet, yeah, and Metal Gear Solid, those two are biggies. But apart from that, until recently, with the exception of Burnout Paradise, most games have been built for Xbox and then ported over. Now, finally, this trend is starting to be kicked a little bit, and they're starting to develop specifically for PS3 to optimize it from the start. So that's what's happening with Mirror's Edge, and that will be
perhaps
the first multi-platform game I will purchase on the PS3. Because honestly, I prefer the Xbox controller, always have, but if they've optimized it for PS3, I think it deserves to be purchased there.
It's going to look nice.
It is going to look nice.
I really want to play that game. That looks too exciting.
It does.
I'm more excited about that game than anyone I know. Everyone just looks at me slightly blankly when I go on about that.
Fair enough.
It's a parkour game. What do you mean? Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yep. Was there other news coming up?
That's a lot of news. So it's all to play for. It's like a bun fight in the shops.
Yeah. Oh, there is a couple of other pieces of news. Xbox news.
Xbox news.
They're releasing like a new kind of internet starter pack for people.
You can't have internet starter pack for people.
Yeah. Because they're starting the arcade package, which is the cheap one without hard drive. They finally worked out that they need some cheap kind of entry level hard drive, so they're releasing a 60 gigabyte hard drive with a headset and 3 months of gold Xbox Gold membership for $100 in America.
Anyway, that's pretty good.
It is very good, actually. To get people on to Xbox Live and give them the hard drive, which people really need to start making use of, certainly the new features that are being introduced with the next dashboard update. for Xbox. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, it's kind of slightly Wii inspired.
Yeah, but it's got a lot of other functions in there.
Yes. Although the avatars look like brats.
Yes.
You know those dolls?
Yeah.
They look like brats. It's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing. But they do have Netflix. There'll be subscribable service for the American.
Yeah, of course they do have that. That's going to be a big deal.
Yeah. That might really sway people back. And it's also... Now... No, you probably can't hear it right now, but the Xbox sounds like a fucking jet engine taking off when you turn it on. The disc drive...
What, yours is on right now?
Yeah, mine's on right
thundering
now.
Thundering away in the background.
Well, it's kind of on power, low power at the moment, because nothing's happening.
Low power, sleeping.
When the disc drive kicks in, it sounds incredibly loud. It's very difficult, especially if you're playing at night, because... to get the audio above to a point where you can hear it above the sound of the drive,
you're going to be waking people up.
Yeah,
right.
So
it's like a PC then.
Well, no, because it's always reading it from the disc.
Okay.
And it's
very loud.
The reason it's so loud is because it's a really fast drive, really, really fast. It reads things incredibly quickly.
Okay.
They've done a really nice job there, but now they're going to give an optional hard drive install. On all games. And all you'll need to do is read, like, the DRM off the disc.
And then Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle very quickly.
No massive disc access. And Mickey can sleep.
Yeah, exactly. And I can listen and I can hear the audio. Even better. So that is pretty big news also. Except me, who bought my Xbox a while ago. And at the time I bought it with the big hard drive. But the big hard drive was 20 gig. And a DVD worth of install is going to fill what's left of my hard drive space very quickly. Yeah. So
you're going to need more space, more gigs, more gigage.
I just got a phone call. Just a moment. Sorry.
Okay.
Hello. Yeah, I'm back. And yes, it was an important call. It was a race that I've got this week. On Monday.
Oh, Alex is a rower. We've never discussed your sporty skills.
Oh,
you're not an overweight sort of lost style huge nerd.
According to I'm overweight. We Fit says I'm overweight. Bastard.
It's weird the Wii Fit thing with the overweight thing. It told all my friends they were overweight.
Well, it told me I'm just a little bit overweight. Probably a bit more now. I've put on a couple of kilos, but yeah, you'd be hard pushed to really call me overweight, I think.
Yeah, is your me gigantic?
Yes. Yeah.
I've never seen your E.
Yes, you have.
Oh, okay. I think you showed it to me one night.
We were playing Mario Kart. I had my Mii.
Oh, yes, of course. It's all going to happen soon, but this is private information anyway.
Yeah.
We
were talking about the Xbox dashboard and the full install and how my 20 gig hard drive is not going to be enough to hack
it. It's not enough. It's not enough.
So I'm going to have to put up with the really loud installs or really loud streaming off the disc or just buy PS3 games.
Could there be like an Xbox peripheral where it was like a climbing hook that basically you've got a balcony, you just lower the Xbox down, it only works in good weather, out of the house, and then there you don't have the problem of the sound because it's just dangling outside someone below you's window.
Swapping games would be difficult.
You'd have to lower them down,
guys.
Just shouting to the person below, could you just press the eject? No, we'll deal with the complaints later. No, I'll come down now, but could you press the eject?
Does this peripheral come with two people to help you?
Yeah,
put it
exactly.
In,
yeah.
Change the disc, put it down again.
Just a small child, yeah. A sweatshop child that you could lower down to swap the games.
That could work. Yeah. So that's coming. That's news. Any more news on this front?
Well, I've got some news. Well, it's not really news.
News.
But
okay,
it's more about me and video games.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm on eBay.
Okay.
Right now, I'm on eBay.
Right.
And I've decided that more than anything else in the world... Alex, I'd really want a multi-mega. Do you know what a multi-mega is?
Was it the Mega Drive? Hang on, it's one of two things in my head.
You're on the right lines.
It's
right lines.
Either the computer that had the Mega Drive port built in, if you remember that.
Oh, God, yeah.
The PC that had the Mega Drive port built in. But your laugh makes me think that it wasn't. So is it the Master System with the Mega Drive built in? Or the...
That's confusing. No, it's not that. It's, do you remember portable CD players?
Yes.
And they were the top loaders. You know what I mean now, right?
It's the handheld Mega Drive.
Yeah, it's a Mega CD and a Mega Drive compacted into a really beautiful, in a kind of 90s Sony styling, little unit. No bigger than a big man's fist. Okay. What a big man's fist.
Is this the portable Mega Drive, or is this something different?
It's a portable Mega Drive, yeah.
Wow.
With a Mega CD. And they're gorgeous, and they appear very rarely, and there's one on eBay. I don't mind talking about this because it's pre-recorded. It would have gone by now. It finishes in 2 hours. So I'm thinking about buying it, but this leads us nicely into happy birthday, dear Mega Drive. He's 20 years old.
He is 20 years old, poor little guy.
Yeah, he's going to university now.
But people still love him. He still gets games made for him in Portugal. Or, no, Brazil, yeah. Sorry, they speak Portuguese, that's why I'm confused.
Yeah, he still gets RPGs, brand new RPGs made for him.
Well,
he's lovely.
Yeah.
He's lovely. And, he's my only black friend. I love him much.
Okay. You still have him. You have him locked away in your cupboard.
Right? I do. I've actually plugged him into my brand new LCD TV. I haven't told you about this, have I?
No.
And we were playing Star Control last night, me and my girlfriend. She really liked it.
You would. It's amazing.
She didn't get it at first at all.
We were talking about this on the podcast, on One Up last week as well. Not your girlfriend, but Star Control.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I'm not recycling. This is just pure.
Yeah. Oh, well, we beat them to it on the Shoot 'Em Up podcast, which ended prematurely.
They're just cribbing ours and not talking about it.
Yeah.
When will they just mention us, guys? Come on, have some integrity.
Yeah.
Guys, I mean, really. Mop it up. Mop it up, guys. So we were playing it. It was great. It looks good on the TV.
Really?
My Mega CD is broken.
Oh.
I believe. Yeah, well, I plug, you kind of slide it in sideways. And the Mega CD's got kind of like a slightly sort of disheveled claw that you push the Mega Drive into.
One or two?
Ones, of course.
Oh, good, good, good.
You know, down the road from me, there is a Museum of Childhood. The V&A Museum of Childhood.
V&A, for those of you who aren't from England, is the Victoria and Albert. Not some venereal disease.
the venereal disease... Childhood Museum.
Yes.
It's disgusting. They've got in a part of it, they've got a toy archive area.
Oh.
Yeah. It's rubbish. It's rubbish.
Rubbish?
They've got... it's rubbish. They've got, like, there's a glass box, and it says, these are examples of old video game consoles. And in the box, and this made me feel like a huge, huge child, because I got annoyed, was it Mega Drive 2? It's not that old, is it? It's not that old. And a really
Drive
kind of...
Drive 2 would be maybe 16 years old?
I couldn't hazard a guess. I'm going to go for 1994.
You know, that would be 16 years old.
Yeah, that's about right. I think might be right.
Probably everything happened
in 1994. Yeah, I think that might be about right. And they also had a PS1, and it was like it was literally from a second-hand shop. It had dust all over it. It had all kind of yellow spilt crap on it.
Mm.
And I was like, well, there are better, higher quality, more vintage consoles in my house, let alone the Victoria and Albert Childhood Museum. But I've gone off topic. And
just dad. But you got us to a very important point, which was the attachments of the Mega Drive.
Yes, the Tower of Power.
Many and numerous redundant words, but you see my point.
Yeah, redundant is the most important word.
Yeah,
because I was thinking, and I was trying to explain all this to my girlfriend about all of these things that you could add to it, what's this black lunchbox here? So you've got your Mega CD unit, then you plug in your Mega
Drive. That's a good idea. Just buy a Mega Drive, take out the inside and turn it into a lunchbox.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Good idea if you could find one for cheap that didn't work.
So Mega Drive 2 for a bento box.
Yeah. Sorry.
And then well, I've got a Master System converter. I don't have a 32X because I don't really. I've never played a 32X game. I'm interested to. I may get one.
So. If I find one out here for cheap, I'll pick it up for you.
That'd be fantastic.
Mega Drive was not popular in Japan though, so it might be difficult.
It wasn't. It was called the Mega Drive though, wasn't it?
Yes, not like the Genesis.
Not the Genesis. The Genesis. And yeah, so my Mega CD is broken. But it doesn't matter. There's no games on it. There's no good games.
Sherlock Holmes!
Yeah, I know. I kind of want to get one so when you come back we can play Sherlock Holmes one night.
That'd be brilliant.
Yeah, it would be good, wouldn't it? Yeah.
2 years we've been playing that. On two summer vacations, I should say.
Yeah, two weeks summer vacations.
Up till 4 o'clock in the morning trying to solve the bloody case.
All motion video. We had all the other games. We had a SNES. We had all proper games, but we kept playing full motion video Sherlock Holmes.
Yep.
Because it was a little bit like a terrible daytime soap that you could play.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's the 20th birthday of the Mega Drive. Ten years, man.
Yes. Yes. And it was a lovely machine. I think I mentioned this on the podcast before. I owned one years after I bought it at Cash Converters.
Yeah, I don't think I knew you when you had a Mega Drive.
No, you.
Well, I say I don't know you. I think did you buy it at university? Were we separated? No.
Bought it while we were in sixth form, but I only ever got two games on it.
You bought Spider-Man.
Spider-Man and NHL. Never found Star Control.
Good choices. Good choices.
Never found NHL, and I don't know. Might still be in my house somewhere. It might be the one 16-bit console I still own.
Did you have a 1 or did you have a 2?
It was a 1.
Brilliant. The 2s were rubbish, weren't they?
Yeah, they were really plasticky, and they didn't have the volume control on the outside.
One thing that I don't think has been touched on, because I have listened to a bit of Mega Drive related stuff, and I've read a few things, is and you mentioned it as well. There was the PC with the Mega Drive port.
Yes,
there was a black PC, as in when a PC was just a rectangular sort of hat box with a telly on top of it and a mouse and a keyboard. They were black. They were Mega Drive black.
What was that cool? Probably the Mega PC.
I think it was called... I don't know why. I'm going to look it up, but I think it was called the Terra Drive.
No, that's right. Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. I remember seeing that on... What was the... It wasn't Games Master. What was the awful one with Violet?
Violet Berlin.
Violet Berlin.
What was that? Did it have Andy Crane on it as well?
It did later. It didn't start with him.
I don't remember what that was called.
But she was in... Do you remember she was in Micro Machines?
Violet Berlin.
Yeah, Violet Berlin is one of
the... She was a selectable character.
Micro Machines 2, she was a selectable character in.
Yeah, we were playing that the other night as well, Micro Machines 96. She was, with her stupid spiky hair and her leather jackets and things.
Yeah, we'll just digress. That thing was awful, though. She was awful. She had that grating lisp.
I'm going to find out what happened. Yes, she did, didn't she? I'm going to type Violet Berlin. Sorry, I know this isn't very...
This is nothing to do with anything. But I remember seeing it on that and really wanting one. Like, somehow it would be useful to me in my life.
Oh, God. She's got, like, normal hair now. She looks like the woman out of space now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's got a bob. She looks like a mum. She might be a mum. She's still got that kind of 90s combat gene type things on. It's a bit embarrassing, really. You know when people wear kind of like skate belts and green combat trousers and maybe kind of like a t-shirt with loads of zips on?
You just said Violet Berlin might be a mother. I don't think Violet Berlin is a mother.
You know when you look up people who might have potentially be a bit washed up on Wikipedia and you find out what they're doing now?
Yeah.
I've never read one as depressing as this, or just slowly kind of like it just says now she sometimes appears on Gareth's motoring podcast, Gareth Jones on Speed. She sometimes appears on the motoring podcast.
Why do they have to put him on Speed before he presents it?
But it's her partner, it's her husband, and she lives in Stoke Newington, which is just up the road, so I might see her around now I've moved.
You should go and say hello.
I might do, yeah. I might say hello.
Hello, I hated your show, but what was it called?
What was it called? Oh, yeah, no, I am on the site. It was called... Bad Influence?
Yes.
I wouldn't have guessed that. Okay, bad influence. Either.
I wouldn't have remembered.
Because do you remember video games were a bad influence in the 90s?
Yeah. And still are, in some ways.
Yeah, I think too many people play them now, so it's fine.
We're let's rope this back to the Mega
Drive. No, this is the direction of the podcast. Let's keep going.
We were talking about the Mega Drive. This is your favourite topic.
I'm going to buy Multi Mega to celebrate. I think I will. I'm going to put down an absurd bid.
God.
Or like £200? I don't know. But just to celebrate the Mega Drive's birthday, I want to buy a Sega product on the Mega Drive's birthday.
The only reason that thing is being sold is because some poor guy's business has fallen through during the recession.
Well, you know what? It's in Hong Kong. Why is it in Hong Kong? I'm dubious that I'm just going to get, as you say, a lunchbox. No working in it.
The Hong Kong people are usually okay to be trusted. Well, no, they're usually rip-offs, actually. You could be in trouble there.
Yeah, I'm worried about it. I'm going to do it anyway because I'm a Segaphile. Is that a word?
It is now.
Yes.
Makes sense. So, I think you can add file to anything if you like it, can't you?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. What happens if you like paedophiles?
Paedophile file.
I guess so, yeah.
Except that's also what they have in police stations on said people.
What happens if you like those said files?
It goes on and on.
Anyway.
Oh, God.
This has gone a bit down the pub now, isn't it? What about the Wonder Mega? Do you remember the Wonder Mega? I think I might have found my niche here.
What was the Wonder Mega?
Okay, well, Sega, late in their Mega Drive's life, I mean, they really whipped this one. Mm. I mean, we gave them a lot of BOD, benefit of the day, about the fact that they really pushed the Mega Drive a bit too far. They really pushed people's sort of tolerance levels with it. So, you know, not only was it the Mega CD, which was, you know, I could see what they were trying to do, the 32X was just a little bit kind of insulting, I thought, to shell out that much money.
Too close to the Saturn as well was the problem.
Exactly, yeah, they brought it out at the same month or something like that, the same quarter at least.
Similar time,
as the Saturn. So Sega fans were confused. They didn't know what to do.
Especially when there was rumours of the Neptune in there as well.
Yeah, the lovely Neptune. There are pictures online, if you care to look, of concept art for the Neptune. And it looked like a sexy thing.
Okay.
I'm very fond of the way the Mega Drive looks, and it's a bit like that. But yeah, and you could get Mega games that you play with a 30. So that was like two peripherals you needed.
Yeah.
But the Wonder Mega was part of this, riding the
Darren.
Corpse of the Mega. Hello?
Skype problems. A little bit of Skype problems there.
Okay.
Do you just tell us what the Wonder Mega is again? I think we had the rest.
Yes, so Sega licensed out production of the Mega Drive unit itself to the JVC. Remember JVC?
JVC, JBC.
JVC, as in the stereo
people.
They made their own Mega Drive, and it's called the Wonder Mega. And it looked a little bit like a kitchen appliance. But it was quite pretty. And it was a little bit cheap looking. And it was a Mega Drive, but it was just made by JVC and not Sega.
Oh, okay. Well,
Their thoughts being a Mega Drive is like a video recorder.
Nintendo did that with the GameCube.
Did they?
The Panasonic GameCube, which had a DVD player built into the bottom part.
Oh my God.
And it was silver and metal, which stopped it looking like a toy.
Yes, and it's like a thing that goes under your telly, basically, then.
And our old local game store, Replay Games in Stourbridge. Dude had one in there, and he had it up on this little plinth with these little metal legs to keep it off the floor, and he was really proud of it. So yeah.
It's funny when people are proud of their consoles, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just like I'm going to be when I get my Multi Mega.
Yeah, you should be proud of that, though. That's a piece of history. And when you die, you should donate it to the V&A Childhood Museum.
I'll go and fucking throw it through their windows. Jesus.
When it doesn't work, go and smash up their Mega Drive too with it.
Yeah, I'll donate it to the V&A Museum of Childhood. But happy birthday, Mega Drive. We love you lots.
We did. We spent many hours at your house on that one. Because you had the Mega Drive there and... Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I don't know, we could really talk about that for a long time. But we've got a nostalgic podcast coming up soon, haven't we, where we're going to talk about specific... humorous stories about playing certain video games, which I'm sure everyone will be able to join in on.
Yeah, we'll have to see how long before that one comes up. So yeah, we'll get to the Nostalgia Podcast maybe in the next few weeks. Depends, because the right things are happening at the moment. It's
well, we've actually got stuff to play rather than just getting misty-eyed.
Yeah, especially when I've got Little Big Planet and stuff. And that, I mean, Sony's been having all sorts of problems with its online recently, so it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. They've had their SOCOM beta's been apparently having real trouble, and Little Big Planet servers on the first day were broken.
What did they fall over because of the sheer amount of peoples?
I don't know, but certainly had problems. We forgot to mention the thing that I said we wouldn't talk about, which was the whole Muslim problems on.
Oh yeah, that exactly yeah.
On a PS3.
Because we just both saw it at the same time.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that, really.
No, I don't know what to say, except to go...
It's sad that it would offend people. At the same time, religion is a very touchy thing, and...
It really is, isn't it?
And, yeah. And people keep saying, well, resistance.
I believe that's
Do you remember
there
was a resistance problem? The game Resistance. Do you know about this?
I didn't know that. What was the problem with that? Was that religion based?
I think Liverpool Cathedral was in the background of one fight, and the Archbishop was all upset about it. And they're saying that, well, why didn't Sony make a correction then? And I would say there's a couple of reasons why it's not as important. One is because within the Christian faith, I don't believe.
No one listens to Christians.
Well, no, I don't believe within Christianity there is a problem. I don't believe it's written within the Bible that you can't show a church in the background of a video game being what people
That'd be very forward-thinking of them.
Whereas very specifically, the Word of God, which is supposedly what the Quran is, it's the direct Word of God, cannot be used for entertaining purposes. It's very religious. It's there as there's very concrete kind of places in which it can be used. There's also an argument whereby the majority can never be pejoratized. That's not a word. They can never be put down. Basically,
I'm the rope on this one. You're out at sea.
the majority, the power, the people who are in power, can never be belittled. There can be no racism against white people in England. There can only be. See what I mean?
Yes.
Yes. And Christianity is 40% of the globe, so we don't get to complain, whereas perhaps Muslims can.
No one minds pissing off the Christians, really.
I'm not really a Christian. I am, in a kind of family sense of the word, but I'm not practicing, and I'm not sure how much I believe in it, so. Personally,
yeah,
I feel like I duck out of this.
You, it's warm in here, isn't it? Feel a bit stuffy. Yes, you pray at the temple of the Xbox totem tonight. Anyway,
I was doing a lesson on this with some of my students, the adult ones, not the kids.
Is this religion?
Yeah. Christians are 40%, and Muslims are 30% of the world. And then after that, and Hindu is 13%. Non-religious is 11%, and I think I fall squarely into that category, the 11%.
Is that right? 11%? Just 11%?
Non-religious. Atheists are even smaller. That's only 3%.
Wow.
And I think it doesn't take into account kind of like lapsed and barely practicing and just says they are kind of on that statistic.
Yeah, we're part of the small minority of city-dwelling intelligentsia atheists.
No, I'm not an atheist. I'm non-religious, which is I don't have a specific faith, but I believe in a god. I'm not an atheist. I will say that, and I know lots of my friends maybe, but I believe there's a higher power. Maybe even
speaking of lots of our friends. Well, the amount of weddings I've gone to recently, I've been surprised by just how religious they are. They are friends as well.
Yeah.
Just some religion.
We knew some of them, but other ones.
Yeah. What's going on? They kept that secret. Yeah. Really religious. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's quite scary. Maybe we just suddenly realised that, yeah, it is 3% or whatever. Yeah. All of our friends are religious and they're just tutting at us and rolling our eyes whenever they don't look at us. That's what's going on.
It's probably why they never email us, Darren.
It's probably why they're not listening to our podcast. Well, they're listening.
Don't talk to those heathens.
Whatever, listening, cribbing.
But yes, I'm non-religious. I believe in a higher power. I do not believe in a specific... what's the word?
I can't believe we're talking about... gone from... Where did we go? Hold on, let's track back. We've gone Violet Berlin, Mega Drive, 20th birthday. You got a lot of phone calls, and then you started talking about God. This is the weirdest podcast.
Are you talking about the PlayStation? This is the whole Liverpool Cathedral and Christianity not being respected enough to make the change, whereas the Muslim community have been allowed... Had a complete recall. This is the thing. They completely recalled the game, delayed Sony's biggest release.
Yes, they did,
for two weeks.
The song. Yes, yeah. Pissed everyone off. That's enough to start wars.
Pissed me off because it meant because the box packet wasn't coming out till yesterday anyway. So bundled with the PS3, so it didn't bother me, but it pissed off a lot of people.
Can I shoot you in the balls with a tangent?
Yeah, please. With like I we saw... haven't done that.
I saw on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
There's like a 3D R-Type.
Ooh, I you've probably seen this. Yes.
Yeah. But it's incredible. So it plays like the old R-Type. It's completely 3D. Yeah. And then in certain points you can twist the viewpoint. So it's not isometric. It's just kind of like a little bit to the side. It plays exactly the same, but it's just beautiful. It looks fantastic. And the way that they kept the graphical style in the 3D. With the 3D is fantastic. I mean, with Bionic Commando, they completely redid the art, but this is very faithful in a three-dimensional way. And it's fantastic. It looks great.
I realised the other day on Xbox Live that I was like, I haven't really bought any games for this, and I looked the other day and I've got like 15 games that I've slowly built up on my hard drive. And yeah, they really get you like that, and I think I'll be getting R-Type as well. So it's just going to...
Yeah, you should get R-Type. I mean, I was just like, oh God, I've got to somehow buy this and get this. Yeah. So, and it's great, and I think it's got R-Type 2 built into it, and the way it works with the bosses in the 3D.
Yeah,
just
I'm yes. looking forward to that. Actually, I will be.
We like R-Type on Doofus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then the first level, maybe the second. After that, we don't. Yeah, really
we like the, yeah, we like the idea of R-Type. Everyone likes the idea of it.
That game was hard. Apart from that, there's not really much. Apart from all the games that I've got to play, I've stopped playing.
What have you been playing? You've been playing Fallout.
No, Fallout isn't here. I've been playing Fable 2, Dead Space.
That's it.
But on the DS, I got me a new game.
Oh, what have you got?
Well, I say game. I got Teach.
It's not Docomo, is it?
Japanese Coach DS.
What? Is it a baseball game?
Japanese Coach DS. Darren, it's a language learning game, please.
I thought you were like a coach.
No.
like a manager.
Like coaching me in
or
Japanese.
Or you're driving a coach.
Ubisoft has released a Japanese teaching game, Japanese learning software for the DS.
You're finally going to learn. We've touched on this. Alex has been in Japan for...
4 years.
4 years. And you speak 4 words of Japanese.
I'm actually discovering
you're very
that.
Good. I think you don't realise how good you are.
I'm better than I used to be, certainly. Living with somebody Japanese for 2 years has helped.
Still at the level where it's permissible for me to take the piss. And but this was going to fix this then.
Well, one of my problems, turns out, is that there's I think we've talked about this, but there's three scripts: katakana, hiragana, and kanji. Kanji's the really hard one. Hiragana's the one that I've got down, which writes Japanese words in Japanese. Katakana writes Western words in Japanese.
Okay.
I'm not so good on the katakana, and when they give you a test at the start, I got 2 wrong in a row, which sets your level on the katakana. And I'm currently at a kindergarten level, which everything I'm doing, I know. But
just because you failed the first test.
Yeah. I'm not through the first 30 lessons yet. I reckon there's about 200 in there. But I'm about to get out of my comfort zone. I'm about to get into sentences that I can't handle so well.
You're going to impress your Japanese girlfriend with this.
Well, I'm hoping that come, you know, lesson 200, I'll have progressed to a point where I'm at least, capable of actually paying for some Japanese lessons without feeling like I'm wasting my time, which sounds bizarre, but I do think there's no point to starting to learn a language unless you've at least got as far as you can to a point by yourself.
I want to hear some phrases next week.
Oh God, okay. What do you want to hear?
I'd like you to introduce the show in Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah. Next week, that's going to happen, folks.
Welcome to. It would be Dozo, which is. I don't know.
Okay, I'll have to find out. I want to hear it seamless next week.
No, no, that's fine. I'm just trying to think. Actually, that makes. Yeah, maybe I could do that already, but maybe not. I'll check.
Speaking of which, can I ask about the status? And I'm sure everyone's wondering about this. I mean the phone calls, the phones are melting down when are we going to be on iTunes?
I've had nothing from
them. Are we going to be on iTunes?
Maybe you should apply on your end for it and see if just the sheer weight of demand.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea, isn't it? I can go through the Steve Jobs hole.
They don't want me to do it again, but I suppose I could try through a different email, and you could try through your end.
I will do that today. Yeah. I'm going to touch Steve Jobs.
Because there's a distinct possibility by the fact that I'm based in Japan also, that they're like, why is he wanting to do... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm in great old GFB, and they won't mind that.
Great there, I think. The great old Great Britain.
Great of Britain.
Great old GB. The great old
Great
Britain.
Old Great old Britain.
Great old
Great,
great,
great Britain.
Britain. Yeah.
Queenland. That's what they call it now. They've changed it to Queenland.
And over in Ireland they call it Queen World. Northern Ireland, obviously.
The Sun Town.
Sun Town. So yes. Yes, that's Lighty. Why. That's why we're not on, because I haven't heard back from Steve Jobs.
Okay. Well, Steve Jobs, if you're listening to this, fiddling with your shiny bits, give us a call.
That whole thing on religion was very respectful.
Steve, I thought we were very good. Listening. Yeah, if he listens to this one, he's going to be overcome, and we're going to get like one of those banners on the homepage. There'd be like an artful picture of us, possibly holding microphones in a faux studio.
I'm currently holding the broken headset mic to my mouth. Does that count?
Do you think maybe it would help if we posted pictures of us? Do people care what we look like?
I don't know. Sorry for the long pause.
We could do a Harvey Dent Two-Face style picture, maybe for the.
That's one of the functions on the DSi. You can put two photos in and then blend them together into one person.
Oh God, I bet that's terrifying. We should do that. That's perfect.
Just buy a DSi so we can do that. That would be terrifying.
Yeah, that would be good.
Be creepy.
Be worth investing. Mm. But yes, so is that about it? We're wrapping up? Doing the wrap up?
You reminded me of something right at the end there, and I can't remember what it was.
It's okay. It's not as if we've got limited, tape.
That's true. What did you say? Morph our face together. Do people care what we look like?
And then put it on the picture on the website so people can see, and maybe that will somehow. Maybe we're quite sexy and we don't realise it. Actually, I'm very sexy, but
you've got that going on. I don't.
I think you're sexy. you're a built man. You've got cheekbones to die for, and you've got that jaw. My God, man!
I've got that jaw.
Yeah, that jaw. You could open cans with that jaw.
Yeah, okay, well maybe
you got your little glasses on? They're quite sexy.
I have kind of been avoiding it, but people knowing what we look like. I don't know.
Well, maybe we could go all Daft Punk and have uniforms.
Yeah, it's more because this site is more about the games. That's the idea.
Than the man.
More the games
than a man,
certainly. Yeah, so maybe we'll think about that.
Yeah. Well, that was rambles, but it was fun.
Yeah, there was something else in the news, and I can't think what it was now.
Was it prompted by my talk about pictures of us? Was it like an eyesight, like a camera toy thing related?
No, I remember the moment we hang up. I'm sure, but
yeah, you could call back.
I don't think people are going to appreciate that at this point. It's only 55 minutes. It's not too
bad. It's fine. Yeah. Do you know, we're coming back, bringing back full circle, as it's often good working practice to do when broadcasting, is the fact that the Actimel and the Lavazza have combined together to produce a strange feeling inside me. I feel really weird.
I get every morning now, I have up to the fifth mark on my coffee machine, which I guess is five cups, but two mugs.
Holy cow, what, five espressos?
Not espressos, no, I'm not crazy. Just filter coffee. And then if I drink that and go to the gym, I feel very peculiar.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a strange time with myself. Bathroom time. It's gonna be a craptacular.
How long can we keep you from that safely? Ooh, I just thought of something else. The PS.
This is the most conversational we've been, isn't it?
PSP 3000 that came out.
Oh yeah, of course. Can you get these in different colours?
Yes, black and white and silver. Black and white and silver. Like the DSi is going to be black
silver,
and white.
Silver thing.
The DSi is going to be black. I've got all the stats on it here. DSi, that is. The screen is going to be 0.25 millimeters bigger.
See, I told you I didn't notice the difference. That's fuck all. That's nothing.
Yeah, and then it's going to be 4 millimeters shorter, 1 millimeter stubbier.
Not as high.
And the other dimension is dropping by 2.6 millimeters. It's not a massive change. It's 4 grams lighter. The battery life is 30 minutes shorter.
These really are big changes, are they?
No. Battery life is 30 minutes shorter. You can't use all these peripherals. But anyway, the PSP 3000 is running into some fire because they've changed the hardware on the screen. So now you can see scan lines and tearing when you're playing games. Is
that right?
Yeah. Even though the store is now going to be integrated into it, it's causing a little bit of upset because it's a brighter, newer, better screen, but with tearing.
It doesn't work. That doesn't sound like a finished product to me. That's not great.
Well, it's better in some respects, but just the way the screen refreshes is crapping out a little bit
clunky.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your opinions on the PSP? Are you a fan? Are you going
to
get one?
I want to buy one again. I traded in my old one because I wanted to get the PS2000. Then I heard about the PSP 3000. And now I'm just going to wait because I know within 6 months Sony will have phased in a new screen that corrects this, but not announced like the PSP 3001.
3001.
Or something. They'll come up with
Screen
something.
Odyssey.
They'll come up
Are
with another.
Are you going to get the white one?
Here comes the circle. Bring out another SKU.
A SKU?
Another SKU.
What was your name again? SKU Bodley or something? SKU Bundle?
SKU Boy.
SKU Bowie, yeah.
No, I like the black PSPs because you can't see the screen. Like, when it's turned off, it looks flush. It looks right. I never did like
any cracks or dropping, you won't notice.
Yeah, I like it. It's good.
My girlfriend was recently had her bag, things stolen out of her bag in Hackney, London, and he got away with the DS. But we managed to chase him down, and he dropped everything. We got everything back. Wow. It was the most like Batman I've ever been in my life. I chased the robber and I won, but it got a big crack on the white DS, which wouldn't show if it was black. So
no, that is a shame. I remember the other week with my Game Boy SP, Game Boy Advance SP. I was playing that with Metroid way back, and I was running, and it was in my bag. It fell out, and I kicked it. I didn't realise. It fell onto my foot and I kicked it. It went spinning. And because it's got that kind of glossy plastic and it was on just the right kind of
surface. It went quite a way, right?
It went maybe like 30, 40 metres up the road, just spinning out of control. you can definitely see the scratches, but it still works. It's still good.
Yeah, I remember dropping my PC once. It was a tower. I decided to put it on the top level of my shelves.
Oh.
And while plugging in the the huge gangplank of plugs that I had at the time because I had too many consoles, not enough life. I managed to elbow it off the... it's the slowest motion fall I've ever seen. A PC tower falling onto the floor.
Is this when you had your R2-D2 speakers?
I don't think that was me, sir.
No, I bought them off you. You had R2... No, they weren't actually R2-D2, but they had the same kind of shape and the light.
Oh, yes, they looked like... Yes, they looked like they were cones.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. They're Canon, they were very good.
Yeah, they were. I bought them off you.
Yeah, you did.
Speakers! Oh, a link! Shit, I shouldn't have pointed out.
We're so good at the broadcasting thing, aren't we?
The other purchase I intend to make, on top of PS3, maybe a PSP, one day a DSi, all the games, some surround sound headphones.
They sound
like a fantastic idea. Because I'm not going to fit surround sound in here. But
in your head.
Sounds perfect.
5.1?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I'm thinking that sounds like a good idea.
Good idea. How does that work? Has it got tiny speakers in a kind of arc, like an arc around your ear?
I don't know, but I hear they're very good.
Yeah? That'd be great for Solid Snake.
I think Solid Snake and I'd love to play Dead Space again with them. If I ever get to play games again.
Wow, you do all sorts of battles with that. They sound great. How much do they fetch for? If I wanted a pair of them,
I'm going to go and look it up when I go to buy my PS3. I'm going to go and see how much I can grab a pair for.
Sounds good, man.
Soon, I'm straight up going to run out of cash, frankly. I'm going to have to stop reviewing games for a while and just do like articles on the site.
It's all right, we can talk about Mega Drive games. Or something. We can talk about gaming nostalgia. Also, and this is, you know, we had the TGS excitement, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was great fun. We got a comment. Good post. Thanks, Mirabel.
Yep.
Well, we've spoken about it. It's going to happen next year that I'm going to come out there and quite potentially and hopefully stay in Japan in the same district as you for a bit.
Yep.
So that adds a whole new level to the podcast. I didn't even think about this till now, but we can podcast together. How about that? How about them
eggs? I was waiting for some kind of resolution to that. We can podcast. We're podcasting together now. You mean podcasting in the same room?
The same room. I'll have been out. We've bought games. I'll be all excited. You'll be kind of like, yeah it's normal. Yeah. And you know, there'll be mutual beer drinking, and it'll probably go on for three times as long.
Yeah.
We could do a podcast where we're actually playing games. That the whole podcast.
I'll need new recording software.
Unless I Skype you from my laptop in the same room.
Yeah.
that's going to happen. All of that.
Yeah.
Something all to look forward to. Yeah. So, are you going to be in Japan for Christmas?
Yeah. Which is a strange experience. Christmas in Japan? Very different.
Very different. So I'm going to be full of turkey and mini eggs, and not mini eggs, but miniature heroes and chocolates and whatnot. And you're going to be, what do you do for Christmas then?
Working. And then, because Christmas is what it is here, expected to just to hang out with my girlfriend in the evening, because it's a couple's day here.
Oh, really? Do you give
couples
presents?
Lovers, and only couples, really. I guess kids get them now as well.
Do you get a tree? Does that happen?
You can get a tree. I probably won't.
Are there any commonalities, basically?
Well, there's a lot of... Japan takes the... Always takes the superficial elements and...
Yeah, the commercial
the deeper
aspect.
Elements. So, yeah, there's lots of decorations and things up. And certain areas look quite beautiful. And in all the shops, the girls can buy sexy Santa outfits for Christmas. Actually,
sounds like they're taking all the very best, aspects.
Yeah,
sounds great.
Less of
it says Christmas, but without the religion bit.
Christmas without the religion, and far less of the kind of males dressing up as Santa. Far more the girls getting dressed up as sexy Santa, which I'm looking forward to again.
I have to come out for that. That sounds really good.
can start then.
We could do a Christmas podcast as well.
Christmas Day podcast. Well, Mirror's Edge is released on Christmas Day out here.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there's quite a lot coming out Christmas Day in Japan, actually.
Wow. That's going to be great. So, yeah, there's Christmas to talk about. It's all exciting stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Doofus, end of the year.
Yeah.
2009.
I got my pre-order games. I've got Gears of War 2 as well, which isn't coming out in Japan officially. I've got it coming through PlayAsia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Docomo on the DS, just before we go?
Docomo?
You know Docomo, who's a mobile phone mascot out there?
On the DS?
He's a mushroom. On the DS, it's a platformer. Apparently, it's brilliant.
Oh, okay.
That's your job. Go check that out.
I will do. Docomo. I'll check it.
Yeah.
On the DS. Mm. I actually, there's quite a few DS games come up that I'm looking forward to. There's a vertical shooter that came out this week that I really want to pick up, but it's still quite pricey. And Kirby's out next week, so those are good.
Oh, what vertical shooter? I want to know about that.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. It's Gear something, but I didn't.
Let me know about that one. That sounds right up my back alley.
I will do.
Well, ladies, gentlemen, dudes, dudettes, it's been me, Darren Wall, and Skibooey. Yeah,
Skibooey, that's me.
Skibooey, yeah. And it's been handsome. It's been good.
It's been lovely. And this will be going up, and then next week's post, Fable 2 review. If I get through.
Fable 2 review. I think it's going to be a cracker.
As promised, a bit more on the Japanese games market. I'm going to be focusing on the home consoles and the gallery.
Yeah, how they're performing, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to have 150 words. And then each of the other, underneath there'll be a gallery with each of the consoles, and I'll give 150 words on each of them underneath if you click through to them. So that's going to be 600 words for next Thursday. I'm going to be busy.
Cool. I can't wait to read the second one. That sounds great.
Yeah, should be fun.
Mm.
Okay, everyone, thank you very much for listening to the Doofus.net podcast.
And we're out.
See you soon. Bye. What? He can wait. That's too many phone calls in a day. Under the duvet.
Oh, Jesus. Well, it's because we're broadcasting.
It is. It's because it's Halloween. Everybody's inviting me out to parties, whereas I just want to sit here and play Fable 2. Oh, I'm a sad man.
I'm with you, man. It's cold outside.